the other day when you drive me to a crash. Hit a brick, no way, now you make me go mad. Leave it in the past, I don't wanna be sad. Because I complain, you tossing me around. One thing where I know for a fact, we are not the same, I'm more insane. I know what I get, but I still take loss. Should I walk away, but I still put force, no. Pour me a drink and a cup, tell everybody say I don't lock my door. Pour me a drink in a cup, tell everybody say me don't lock my door. I know you again, me I don't die, yeah. I know you again, me I don't die, yeah, yeah. Me I don't die, yeah. I know you again, again, again. Oh, pour me a drink in a cup, tell everybody say I don't lock my door. I know you again, me I don't die, yeah. I know you again, me I don't die, yeah. In a cup, tell everybody, say I don't lock my door. I know you again, me I don't die, yeah. I know you again, me I don't die, yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
Always know this. It's all about the quality of life and finding a happy balance between work and friends and family. Philip Green.
Inspiration.
92.3 FM.
Inspiration FM.
It's only jam.
Inspiration FM. 92.3 Inspiration FM.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another Sunday's programming of Wellness Half Hour. Every Sunday, for 52 weeks of the year, you give us the privilege to come into the studio of Family Radio and share with you knowledge from the abundance we have been blessed with, looking at wellness, a perspective on our health that gives reverence to the source of our being. Very clearly, very simply, it says that wellness starts with our creation. It's His divine gift to all of us, His children. He designs for the same thing as any earthly parent would want. Children to be well, avoid illness. How much more our Father in heaven? Thus, that gift to us. Hence, if ailment shows up, pause, take a step back, and let's ask, where along the line did I abandon my gift of wellness? My starting point, my default position. The body is built with systems to keep us in wellness. Thus we impart the five pillars of wellness: spirituality, mindset, nutrition, lifestyle, and environment. We have an awesome show for you today, and I have co-host and nutritionist extraordinaire, Cherise Ijewere. Good afternoon, madam.
Happy Sunday, everyone.
Yes, happy Sunday. It's a delightful bright Sunday, so put on those shorts and t-shirts. Go out and get some sun. Many of us are already behind on vitamin D. So today's one good day to catch up on that vitamin D. And the sun gives us to us in abundance. Let it just hit your skin, please. And don't be putting that sunscreen on. You can put some shea butter. You can put some cocoa butter. You can put some coconut oil. Natural things that have a bit of sunblock, but don't go near those chemical sunblocks. That's on that topic on that day. Why I think we should go the natural route than the chemical route for sunblock. All right. So our topic today is?
Our topic today is African pear.
African pear. We all know that little small fruit that is now in season. Small, powerful jewel of a fruit. I will share with you from several perspectives why we call this fruit a jewel. It's abundant in West Africa and Central Africa also. And this is the season. Thus, you find it has several different names as you traverse from one ethnic group to another. Here in Nigeria, among the Yorubas, it's called Eleme, E-L-E-M-E. You can call me and correct me on the that pronunciation. I probably have it incorrectly. It's probably an emphasis on maybe the forward E or the first E. Please call and happily will accept the correction. among the Bini people, the Edo people, the Asian people, it's called Orumu or Olumu. O-R-U-M-U or O-L-U-M-U. Amongst the Igbos, Ube, and I think that's probably the more popular name here in Nigeria, U-B-E. Amongst the Efik, it's called Eben or Iben, E-B-E-N. Go further into the Francophone countries and you hear it called Safu, S-A-F-O-U. Go further into the Anglo-Francophone countries from Cameroon, going to Equatorial Guinea and Gabon, and you hear the word Atanga, A-T-A-N-G-A. Other names, bush butter tree, butterfruit, African plum, bush pear. Folks, this fruit is just a jewel when you appreciate the content of it, and you must enjoy it this season. It is abundant in season. We'll go into the nutritional content of it, its health benefits. Just get out and enjoy it. God has given to us our Garden of Eden, and it's there in abundance.
And this African pear comes in season around this time, just for a short period. So try and consume it as much as you can. Now, as we know, African pear, it's purple in color. It's some come in a large size, some come in a medium, some can come in a small size.
Often you see the deep blue purple pear also. Yes. And guess what? That deep skin, deep purple, tells you it's loaded. It is loaded. Internally also, that deep green color, again, hints you to the amount of phytonutrients that are hiding in this fruit. Just waiting for us to discover it. Now, locally, how do most people consume African pear?
Many people steep some water, some hot water, and put the pear in. Some people will actually put the pear on their stove and then boil it.
We don't really advocate that one. Let the water be hot already, then pour it on the pear or drop the pear into the hot water. The other option is grill. You can grill it in a pan, on a frying pan, on a skillet, or if you have a grilling device like the popular open-close grill, you can use that too.
And when you're grilling, when you're putting it in the cup with the hot water, the way that you know that it's ready is within about 2 minutes, you just take your finger and kind of just like push it a bit. Make sure it's just a little bit soft. You don't want the color to change, because once the color goes off, then you know you've lost some of those nutritional values.
Absolutely. Locally here, we enjoy the pear in this corn season. So we eat it a lot with corn. Some people eat it with coconut, but corn is the most popular accompaniment for the African pear, for ube, for lumu, for leme, for eben.
And this African pear can just be eaten as is. As raw. In you don't need to add any seasonings to it. For some people, they will add a little bit of salt, a pinch of salt, maybe a pinch of pepper. But otherwise, it has its own distinct, unique flavor.
I've come across a lot of folks who in childhood, they didn't like it. But now in adulthood, they just so much love it. Now, there's also a bit of caution. If you prepare it with the hot water, you want to preserve that deep, rich blue or purple color. If you lose that color, you've, like Cherie said, you've lost some of the phytonutrients. If you've done it in a cup or in a bowl, that means those antioxidants or those colorful nutrients have seeped into the water. The water is now a tea. If it is originally clean water, like you got nice dispenser filtered water, that you could drink it like a tea. Don't waste it. Now, you may find if you grill it, you tend to preserve a bit more of that color. So, maximal color, deep blue, deep purple, green flesh is where you have your maximum nutritional benefit.
Yes, absolutely. So the nutritional benefits of African pear, ube, ulumu include things such as your folic acid, your magnesium, potassium, calcium, phosphorus, even vitamin C.
We haven't even touched on the healthy oils that it contains. Now, some of us know folic acid or folate, because when women are pregnant, they're asked to take folate tablet. It improves the neuronal generation, the brain and the spine formation of the child. But folate does a whole lot more than that.
It does. And you're getting folate in its natural form. So usually the doctors will prescribe folic acid, which it comes in a pill form. But folate occurs in its natural form, such as in ube, ulumu. Folate is excellent for your cardiovascular health, for male fertility, for reducing the risk of heart disease. It also helps as an essential nutrient for fetal brain and the nervous system, as doctor mentioned.
So logically, if you're in the mood to get pregnant or you're already pregnant, enjoy this fruit abundantly. It has a yes. ton of micronutrients that your body needs as you journey to form this new life within. Mothers who are lactating also, this fruit can serve as a natural multivitamin.
Yes, yes.
And as you consume it, it will abundantly come through your breast milk for your baby to enjoy. So, highly recommended for pregnancy and lactation.
And remember, as you're taking this beautiful ube, ulumu, ensure that you take it in its same warm state. It shouldn't get cold. Because once it gets cold, it starts to oxidize. Now the flesh inside starts to look gray. It doesn't look as healthy and as vibrant as when you just made it.
Folic acid, men who have men's health issues, enjoy this fruit. Plenty of it for the next 1 to 2 weeks and see how your body responds. Men who are shooting blanks, enjoy this fruit.
Also high in zinc.
Wow. Hello, that's another potent natural mineral that the body requires for men's health, also for our immune system. A lot of enzyme systems also require zinc, and it's in this fruit from our own Garden of Eden. Hello, before you run to the pharmacy and buy those supplements, I beg, chop this fruit now.
So another is magnesium and potassium, all embedded in this one fruit.
Magnesium, what is that?
Magnesium.
Potassium, what is that?
So those are minerals that also help with reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes. It helps with your blood pressure. Also helps with neurological ailments. Things such as Parkinson's, memory problems. It has its natural oils that will help with this. And
did you hear her say blood pressure?
Blood pressure, blood sugar.
This fruit helps with your blood pressure. Magnesium is notoriously important for relaxing smooth muscle, as well as potassium. Magnesium is notorious for helping us absorb water into our dehydrated cells. Magnesium is notorious for helping our memory function. It's notorious for improving bowel function. Hello! And now heart function, cardiac, and relaxing blood vessels and helping lower your blood pressure.
Tremendous. That bowel function. Well, we just ran the 5-day African Pear Challenge, and there were so many testimonies on improving daily bowel movements, improving their blood sugar levels. People were just amazed. They actually ate the African pear as a meal.
Many did. In fact, there was testimonies on energy level. Folks normally wake up in the morning kind of sluggish. I mean, shared with us that they were waking with energy that lasted them for hours. Ube has phosphorus, which is the component in ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is our energy molecule. That's what we generate when we convert what we eat, our caloric intake, air, in that mitochondrial engine, we make ATP. That's your energy source. So this is another energy, what do you call it? Source of energy for the body because of those micronutrients. We haven't talked about its skin importance now. We haven't talked about how it affects the hair.
It does help the hair grow as well. So it also supports the heart, healthy nervous system. And then, of course, the potassium that's there helps with urine production, reducing sodium levels.
All in one fruit. Many colleagues say, we just look at it in the market and just walk past it like it's nothing.
Hmm.
Why do we have this very bland, almost insidiously negative attitude towards many things that we are blessed with in our own Garden of Eden? Yeah, some of it may be ignorance. People just don't know. So if you listen to this program, let all your friends and family know to go and maximize this fruit while it is in season. Now, you know, if the fruit is awesome, the leaf is even potent. We won't touch that one. That's before another program. Today is the African pear fruit. That blue, purple exterior. The skin. What's in the skin?
So much in the skin. So much of your natural oils.
Natural oils, fiber. And those colors are antioxidants. If you're having bowel issues and you're consuming a lot of ube, olumu, ebe, eleme, butterfruit, African plum. Folks, if your bowels are not moving with improved delight, Bob's, send me a message.
Testimony. Testimonies of bowel movements 2-3 times a day. And of course, as your bowels are cleaning out, it helps to reduce the amount of bacteria that builds up in the gut.
And a number of folks said, after the bowel movement, there's a joyous and a delight and just an enjoyment of the post-bowel person who arises from the throne.
The fiber in there makes you feel full, so it helps support your just your weight management. You're not overeating on one thing. You've had this, you're satisfied, you're not craving, you're not snacking, you're just okay.
In terms of taste, a few folks say it is bitter or it is sour. That puzzles the heck out of me. Please, if you have a bitter or sour ube, let me see it. Where did it come from? Or is it that the taste bud of that those persons are just overly used to sweet, that when it comes something that is neutral and just slightly different in taste, it's called sour?
Yeah, I think so.
Habba.
Now, those of you who have had this experience, we would love to hear from you. When you go to the bathroom, check how your bowel looks within the toilet. Is it floating? It should be where it's so dense that it will sink to the bottom. So it helps with your bowel motions. It makes it heavier. It makes it firmer. It makes it fuller. Be the testimony on this.
When everyone can enjoy the pier, children can enjoy the pier, infants can enjoy the pear, and of course, adults and grandparents can enjoy this African pear.
Can be eaten at any time of the day, whether you want to take it for breakfast, take it for dinner maybe, can take it as a snack, and also to just be mindful of the storage. How are you storing the ube?
Ah, yes. Ube loves fresh air. Ube loves a cool environment. If you put olumu in a bag, nylon bag, where there's no holes for air to enter, it will gradually soften. It will gradually soften and you won't enjoy it. It's not really bad yet. It goes bad when it begins to change color to that kind of a brownish looking color. But if it's soft and it's still bluish to purple and the green inside, it's still edible. You can warm it on a grill and still enjoy it. But ube loves a nice, cool, calm environment.
You can put it on a brown paper bag and just have it aired out in a cool room if you buy plenty.
Best consume it fresh. However, if you buy so much and you want to store it over time, you could put some in the refrigerator. Better yet, wash, dry well, and then freeze for the future when you may want to enjoy it. But of course, just so that it wouldn't be as original tasting. Some folks ask, well, how can we preserve it for when it's not in season?
I've seen where some companies are using a dehydrator.
Dehydrator, freeze, fine. But if you want the maximum phytonutrient component, enjoy it fresh. Once it's out of season, something else has come into season to take its place. And the things come in shortly after this season goes out. Hopefully, we'll introduce to you something called the monkey cola from our southeast folks in the south. We're just a absolutely blessed country. All right, I think we're going to take a break now. Then we'll come back and talk a bit more about some of the ingredients of some of the nutrients within ube. And let's hear, for those of you chopping ube, call, let us know how you're experiencing as it goes through your gastrointestinal system.
Not here to prove anything. We just want you to have the best time listening to your radio. Inspiration 92.3 FM.
That special secret that awakens taste buds. Mouth watering wonder with awesome aroma. Terra Seasoning Cubes.
Terra Seasoning Cube turns your meals into a masterpiece.
Unwrap joy, unleash taste. Hey, come cook with Terra Cubes. Come cook with Terra.
Terra. Listen to Fidelity SME Forum at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays, with repeat broadcast at 6:30 p.m. on Thursdays, as we continue to equip you with insight, skills, and expertise required for building a sustainable business, only on Inspiration 92.3 FM.
You want grow your business? I be the look for bonge and catch out customers to offer your goods and services. Last Gidi 90.1 FM will give you opportunity to connect extra people all around the world. For Last Gidi 90.1 FM, whether an informative program, 24 times as the hot, correct music, and catch out presenters, we stand giving to serve your need. Last Gidi 90.1 FM, now that one best station, we get plenty platforms in one. Send a pidgin, Yoruba, Igbo, and other languages to help you reach your customers. Just call us on 081-680-90068. Also, 081-680-90068. And your market will begin selling. Don't forget, say Last Gidi 90.1 FM. That the sister station to Inspiration FM. Last Gidi 90.1 FM, the Owambe station.
Wellness Half Hour, every Sunday at 1 o'clock, we are privileged here at Family Radio to share with you wellness, a perspective on our health that gives reverence to the source of our being. And yes, He has given us our own Garden of Eden. Everything we need is within it for our nutrition, for our health, our wellness, even for our illness, to get us back into wellness. You know, the Bible talks about seed-bearing plants for our nutrition, and the greens for our illness and sickness. So it's even there, it's biblical. These fruits, I beg, take them seriously. Ube is high in B vitamins. Hello. It's high in vitamin C. Hello. We're quick to run to the store and buy the supplements. Nothing wrong with the supplements. But first of all, get it from your food, your nutrition, your own Garden of Eden, before you look across the big ocean to the other person's Garden of Eden or their factory or whatever they call it. B vitamins, what do they do in the body?
Yeah, B vitamins support the glucose metabolism. They help to prevent cell and DNA damage. Of course, when it comes to B vitamins, we're looking at the array across the board. B1, B2, B3, B5, B6. And there are many people who are deficient in these B vitamins. Some of you who are listening are waiting until sickness shows up before you decide to eat what's right for you. And by then, it's way too late.
If you're having diabetic issues, you're likely low in B vitamins. If you're having bowel issues, you're likely low in B vitamins. If you're feeling tired or too often, like low in B vitamins. Anxious, nervousness, anxiety, you're likely low in B vitamins. Folks, if you are gymming, building weights, very physically active, whether in sport deliberately or by accident, however, and you're not eating foods that are high in B's, you will eventually deplete your B's. B vitamins are water soluble, so we store very minimal of them. Most of it just we consume and use. So a way to replenish them every day, especially in this season, is the fruit, the UBE fruit, the ORUMU fruit, the ELEME fruit from our own Garden of Eden.
These B vitamins also help to lower the risk of eye disease.
Vitamin B1, thiamine, B2, riboflavin, B3, niacin helps to reduce cholesterol. B5 is pantothenic acid, important for nerve function. B6, pyridoxin, important nerve function, energy production. Even B7, biotin, skin, hair, nails. This fruit is a natural multivitamin. Now you understand why. If I sound too excited or just talking too much about this African pear, it's because we need to wake up to what we have been given. Every home should be full of this fruit now. Everyone should be literally eating at least 5-3 times a day. At least 5 pear 3 times a day. Uncle Sonia, I know, does almost that, if not more than that, every day. And share with us your experience.
And if at some point you didn't enjoy this natural purple African fruit, try it again.
Try it again. And some folks say, well, doctor, I didn't know where to find it in town. It's in town. Go to the marketplace. If you don't know where to go, send us a message. We'll direct you as to where to get it. Again, try and get the fresher ones. Sometimes mischievous folks in the food chain may put chemicals to preserve or put chemicals to whatever reason, try and avoid those ones. If you consume an ubi and it doesn't taste right, or you feel and it's a strange tingling when you consume it, or there's too many little white dusty particles on it,
you want to look for the one that's smooth, that's deep purple, that's
deep blue also. Mm-hmm. There's some that are looking a bit brownish. That wouldn't be the premier choice.
And make sure it's firm.
Yes.
So when you select them yourself, make sure that they're firm.
If you buy the ones that look green on the blue on the outside and interior is looking brown, you want the interior to be green. That green is your key to its high quality phytonutrient content.
That bright green.
Luscious, delicious, sumptuous, succulent green. All right, if you have eye problems too, this is a fruit you want to enjoy while it's in season. Okay, if you want to send us messages regarding the ube fruit, you can always reach us here at the station. 0700-923-923-923. If you want to get it to talk about it after, or you have health issues that you think ube might be of benefit to you, you can always reach us. 0809-771-4455. 0809-771-4455. Just send a WhatsApp message and we will respond. You know, there's this saying about the man who went looking for gold. He heard about gold mines all over the place and he sold his big acreage of farmland and ran elsewhere to go find gold. Dug in so many places around the world, eventually exhausted and tired, not finding gold. Only for those who bought his farmland to see some glittering in a stream within his sold property. They picked up the little glittering, and what did they find? Gold. Ube is a jewel in our own paradise, in our own Garden of Eden. Folks, enjoy it while it's in season. Thank you for listening. We've talked about ube. Call me all kinds of names, though. But me, I'm going to go and chop at least 20 ube today. African Pier, Olumu, Eleme, Ebe, Atanga, Butter Pier, African Butter Pier, African Plum, all the names, Safu. Have a blessed week. Enjoy Ube. And share with us your testimony of how it transformed your body, your mood, your energy level, your sleep.
Your bowels.
Yes.
Have a blessed week.